Alaska has a special relationship with the 4th of July, says Ketchikan-based historian Dave Kiefer.
It is, for most people, the primary holiday in not just Ketchikan, pretty much every town in Alaska.
He says he thinks it comes partly from Alaska's territorial days, a patriotic push during a decades-long campaign for statehood. But Kiefer says another reason the 4th is so big is simply the time of year. Alaska's economy has long revolved around the summer, and the 4th is a time when loggers, fishermen, and miners could let loose.
It's this pause in the middle of the really busy summer where you can pretty much, you know, let your hair down and have a good time for 2 or 3 or 4 days.
He says Ketchikan started holding 4th of July celebrations in the early 1890s, and the holiday has grown ever since, with tug-of-war contests, logging skills competitions.
Oddly enough, I found some references to, in the early days when mining was still a thing, they would have like mining, breaking rocks contests, digging holes contests, using dynamite contests, which I think would be very interesting today.
And, of course, the parade.
A lot of small towns have parades, but, you know, we go all out here. We have a 2 or 3 hour long parade. You know, pretty much everyone in town is in it. And yet there are still hundreds of people watching it, which always kind of fascinates me.
Fire trucks, community organizations, even KRBD has a float. Plus, a Ketchikan tradition, class reunions.
And that's always a big thing. You know, it seems like half the parade floats are, you know, class of whatever.
And this year is no exception.
Well, this year we've just stuck with a traditional red, white, and blue theme. And
that's Shirley Arntzen. I caught up with her at the Southeast Stevedoring Shop as she and a few other members of the Ketchikan High School class of 2001 decorated their float for the parade.
Building materials, just basic wood, 2x4s, trailer, and we've got it shrink-wrapped, so it's got the vinyl wrapping. You can hear that starting up right now. They're getting that shrinked around it, so we have a good place to stand and decorate, and we've got supplies, just some streamers and things.
Arntzen says after a year of isolation, it'll be nice to get out and see your classmates again, even those that live just a little ways down the road.
We had a really amazing class, in my opinion. Like, we were all pretty well friends, and it's just going to be good to kind of catch up with people and hear what's going on, what's new in their world, and make some new fun memories.
The schedule for the holiday weekend in Ketchikan is packed, says Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce head Michelle O'Brien.
If you try to do it all, everyone gets pretty exhausted, but most people do try to do it all.
On Saturday, there's a pie sale at St. John's Church, and for bikers, a poker run at the American Legion. On Sunday, the 4th itself, there's almost too much to list. Vendors' booths at the Plaza Mall, a carnival and auction at Berth 4 downtown, a car show at the First Bank Financial Center, and a fireworks show to cap off the night. And, of course, the parade. It starts at noon on Sunday, running north to south from Madison Hardware along Tongass Avenue and through downtown to Deermount Street. O'Brien says the plaza is a great place to watch the parade, assuming you're not in it. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.